Board member Paula Wright says Edward Waters is an important Duval Schools partner, but she says the price should be fair. She's asking why the $10 purchase price was chosen.
We're talking about a partnership, so it's not always about dollars and cents. But when we're paying or utilizing taxpayer dollars, we've got to take the extra step to make certain we're not setting a precedent for others to walk through the same door.
The vacant building used to be the James Weldon Johnson Academic and Career Training Center. The board is moving that program to another school. Edward Waters has already been using the building for classes. A proposed contract says the college could continue using it for that purpose only, but not turn it into a charter, private, public, or laboratory school. That provision would be tied to the land no matter who owns it. Vidi says the contract is a win-win because although the building is valued at $2.2 million, it's old and the district would no longer be liable for maintenance costs. He also says it's for the greater good of the community to give Edward Waters more resources. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.